This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats, and you get to choose the seats you want, so you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub!
It's been a while. Douglas, glad to have you back in the studio.
It's been a while.
Daddy is back in studio.
And now, Doug and Daddy show full strength.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Really? I'll tell you what. I got other ideas.
Everyone's back in studio, so let's get to the Doug and Daddy show.
Y'all ready for this?
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back with you after taking yesterday to finish off the College World Series. We had a Monday night rain delay, so they put it on yesterday morning, and so no show yesterday. But we're glad to be back with you. And one game tonight, one game tomorrow in the College World Series, and a doubleheader on Friday as a couple of teams have been sent home, and two more will be sent home over the next two nights. We'll talk about that on the show today. We'll also be talking with Kansas City Royals pitcher Kyle Davies. Looks like he's about ready to come back off the disabled list. He had some rotator cuff problems. He had a rehab stint on Saturday. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll also catch up with Darren Garfield, Central City State Wrestling Championship coach. They're out in Maine. We talk about this every year, the Maine Exchange. Nebraska wrestlers take on Maine this year. It's their turn to go out to Maine. We'll see how they're doing. So that's what's coming up today, plus a chance for you to be a winner.
Douglas, you got an opportunity over the weekend to check out.
Anthony, how are you?
Good, good. Good to be back. You got a chance to check out the digs at the new ballpark.
Yeah, and folks, if you've been to the College World Series, love to get your thoughts. You can either email us, give us a buzz. That'd be great. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Merritt, what are the three words of the week?
Pomp, orange, and baseball.
Let me guess who came up with pomp.
Go for it.
No, that was Steve-O.
Well, pomp wouldn't have been on the front page of the newspaper. So, well,
Graham McDowell came up with the word pomp because he didn't get to see Tiger in his real pomp.
How do you use pomp?
That's how Graham McDowell used it. I never saw Tiger in his real pomp, but this kid's better than anything I've ever seen.
Pomp, orange, and baseball. Use those any way you want. We draw out Friday for a Big Daddy's Deli large combo meal. Also, we're going to be giving you another chance to qualify for our autograph football today. Alex Henry, Kyle Larson, and Brett Maher were in town Saturday all together. Really good event for the Buffalo County Community Partners. And we're going to give you a chance to win that football, but we got to get you registered first. So that's still coming up on the program today. But, yeah, if you've been to the College World Series and the new TD Ameritrade Park, love to hear from you, your thoughts. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Was it everybody's saying they forgot? Everybody showed up missing Rosenblatt, and then as soon as they got to the new ballpark, it was a distant memory, and they were happy to be at TD Ameritrade.
100% false. That's BS. Who are you hearing this from?
That's in all the papers today.
Well, of course, Omaha wants to be positive. Omaha wants no. That, and in fact, that's I'm not dinging the new ballpark, but that's like the exact opposite of what we were hearing while we were down there. I mean, just sitting, being able to go throughout the stands and be in the press box, but sit with some of the folks that I went with in the stands and just listening to the conversation around. Immediately, questions between the friends or between the coworkers or whatever was, well, what do you think of this new place? And, you know, blah, blah. Or somebody would just make, well, you know, it's not, it doesn't have this or it doesn't have that. Well, that's different. That's different. The one thing I'll say about the new ballpark is it's new. In fact, it's too new for Omaha. I mean, it's not a major league ballpark. It gives you the feeling of a major league ballpark, not atmosphere. But it's too new. So once it settles in 5-10 years down the road and gets, you start to learn the ballpark, you start to learn some of the quirks, the spots that you want to go, you know, where the corners are. They were talking in one of the games this week about running down the right field line, and you didn't have to worry about running over a mound because the bullpens are now not on the side of the field like they were at Rosenblatt. But there's nothing wrong with the new ballpark. It's just new. It's different.
Different. The concourse, is it everything? Everybody was, that was the one rip on Rosenblatt. It's too narrow. I mean, the thing is new and wide and expansive, and you've got restaurant choices all over?
Not restaurant choices, no. You have concession stands and you have famous day. You have nothing. I saw nothing really over the top that was different in food than the old Rosenblatt. The thing about Rosenblatt is, and you got to remember this, now there's two levels. There's levels at the new ballpark. So, yeah, there's going to be more room because all the fans don't have to go through that same corridor on the bottom and then go out front and walk up to the top of the stands for their seats. I mean, that's one thing you're going to notice is that with the design, you've got two different levels, or three, but, I mean, two different levels for most of the fans that get to their seats that way.
Most of the fans did not stick around last night's ball game. It got cold. It was windy. Only about what looked to be 5,000 maybe remained. And there was a delay, and you got some weather issues, but I thought that was disappointing for all the hype of the new digs at the World Series, the new the new Ameritrade Park, the $130 million. I thought there'd be so many people interested in going and taking part in that you'd never have to worry about seeing a sparse crowd. But last night you certainly did, and I think the team has been there before, 8 in a row now. South Carolina, Florida looks like. Florida looks like much the best teams. And if you win those first two games, you're really in the driver's seat. You sit there and let everybody get your arm back and ready to go.
Somebody's got to win 3 in a row now. You got to win 3 in a row for Florida and South Carolina not to go. The teams that play tonight, you got to win that elimination game, and then you have to beat either Florida or South Carolina twice to make it in. I never have liked that. From the simple fact is, I hate the same teams having to play each other over and over and over again. There's positives and there's negatives to all of that, but it's all made for TV. And unfortunately, it was made for CBS when the championship game used to be on Saturday afternoon. It's not that way anymore. I'm going to tell you, I wish that now that it's back all on ESPN, we go back to the Friday start. There's a possibility that the College World Series, it's too damn long. Everybody loves it, but nobody's going to every game. And let's face it, if you're a fan of these teams, I don't care if it's Omaha or New York City, you don't want to be anywhere 10 days. These teams came in Wednesday, some of them Wednesday, some of them Thursday. They're totally committed to their practices and press conferences on Friday, and they may not go home. We may play on Wednesday, June 29th, after they flew in on the 16th. That's nearly 2 full weeks in Omaha. It's too long, and it doesn't need to be that way. It's too long. Go back to the old format. Start on Friday. There's a possibility you play the championship best of 3 Saturday, Sunday, and my God, who wouldn't want that instead of Monday, Tuesday? Then if you have to, you go over to Monday. The NCAA Men's Basketball Championships played on Monday, so that's a third game scenario.
You want to keep the 2 out of 3, though.
That's fine. That's fine. That way both teams get a chance, I would think, to throw their best pitchers. I think you could still find but again,
see, I was going to go with the argument, I mean, right away, the one game, if you're crowning a baseball, you know, it's played in a series, you got to have some sort of a series.
If you change and put all 8 teams in one bracket, then you wouldn't have a best 2 out of 3, obviously. I guess you pick your poison a little bit. I don't know. It still should start on Friday. There's no reason it doesn't start on Friday. The games are not on CBS anymore. It's ESPN, and as much as they want, anyway, They have more flexibility.
Surprised, though, obviously, here in what was Big 12 country, that Texas and A&M were the first two teams eliminated.
Not by the way they played. You can't be surprised by that. They didn't play well. They didn't deserve to advance. Texas, wow. Wow.
You watched Taylor Youngman in the postseason. His statistics.
0-3.
Not good.
0-3 got crushed in every game that he pitched in. 0-3. And you got to wonder if the draft was this week, if he would be a little lower in the status. I think he went 13th over 12th or 13th. And you got to wonder, but... I like Florida. I said last week the Florida-Texas winner, I liked winning the College World Series, and I did pick Youngman because I thought he would beat Florida and maybe pitch against them twice, but that is not the case. So Florida looks good. South Carolina looks really good by shutting down Virginia. What do you think? How much of the series have you watched?
Well, I've watched about, I would say, a good two-thirds of the ball games. Florida looks like the team to me that can just for the home run and the bats this year and everybody's statistics being so far off. You look at that Zunino kid, the catcher for Florida. WOW to him. Wow, 18 home runs, more than Texas' whole freaking team. 18 home runs and up and down that lineup, they look like the team to me. But you got a team like South Carolina that's 8 in a row. That confidence has got to be at an all-time high right now, saying, hey, we don't lose here. Bring on anybody.
By the way, and Augie Garrido, when we've talked to him on the show, he's joked about that. I mean, before they played Nebraska, I think, Ashy had as many as they had, or the Oklahoma kid had as many as they had. How's that possible? It's Texas. They're a top-10 team. How do they not have hitters? And they didn't. They didn't have power hitters. They didn't have hitters, period. They struggled early in the year, but it seemed like they'd come around as they made that run and caught A&M and tied them for the conference title. And for A&M, I don't know. That looked like first-time jitters to me. They didn't look good in either game. They got off to that great start with a four-run top of the first and immediately gave it right back to South Carolina by walking the guys. You get a 4-0 lead. What do? You go out there and walk guys in the first inning. You should be punched. And then you give it away, and then you can't. I mean, this is a team that scored one run in something like 15 innings. They got two in the sixth, I think, yesterday. So from the first inning of the first game to the sixth inning of the second game, they had scored just that one run on a solo home run. So it's too bad for Big 12 Conference fans. It's too bad for Rob Childress. But I guess I was trying to get this response out of you. As you watch the baseball so far, I don't know that this is the accurate word. Boring. It's been pretty boring. I mean, the College World, you go in, you have high anticipation, you have high expectations, it's going to be fun, the crowd's going to be into it. I mean, I'm serious, Tony. Sitting there in that Texas North Carolina game on Monday, I mean, it was warm, but it felt like it was 150 because everybody's just going. I mean, the Texas fans, even after a while, just going, good God. I mean, there was a great crowd there, but let's face it, the ball, for the most part, not leaving the ballpark. There have not been it's not like anybody's getting 13, 14 hits. The North Carolina pitching performance in that game, one of them that I saw, was outstanding. But we've had opportunities, just low scoring. And outside of what, one game, we've had no excitement going into the ninth inning.
No, you tied with the Big 12 teams, and I brought up Youngman earlier. You know, you got Waka. 9 hits, 7 runs, 4 earned runs. Yeah, they gave up that error yesterday. Tyler Naquin, the Big 12 Player of the Year, non-existent in the Big 12. Huge, huge disappointments, especially when you're facing a 22-loss team in California that is a 3-seed coming out of a regional. You think, we got to be better than them, and certainly throughout the year. You know, A&M just... never, I mean, they fell behind early and it was just over. There never was any excitement to them. And I just thought, you know, the College World Series really brings out the best players. One thing I do miss on the radio, at Rosenblatt, when they would hit the ball, you would hear the ping of the bat loud and clear. You don't hear that.
That has nothing to do with the ballpark. That has to do with the bats.
That's one, and that's one thing that takes a lot of the excitement out of it. People like to, you know, be down. Not they didn't like to be down by three runs, but it gave them a puncher's chance in the eighth and ninth innings to come back. Now it's almost like we're screwed.
It's somewhat more realistic baseball, and I don't have any problem with that. But it's just different. Again, this whole discussion is not about it's great or it's not great. It's different, and it's going to take some getting used to.
That was the niche to college baseball. That's why people love college baseball and people that didn't want anything to do with the wooden bat and going to a major league game other than the atmosphere. Well, if I'm in Chicago, I guess I go to Wrigley, but I don't really like the major leagues. That's fine. You like to go to Omaha? Oh, I love Omaha. I love Omaha. The score's 13-10, and it took 3.5 hours, and there were 7 home runs from one team and 4 from the other team. Boy, they went back and forth. What a performance. That was the niche, and they've taken it out of there.
Well, your thoughts. Your thoughts on what you've seen so far in the College World Series, and it is also our poll question. Who do you think will win the College World Series? Florida, South Carolina, or other, because Florida and South Carolina are in the driver's seats. Go on to ESPNSuperstation.com and vote on our poll question for who you think will win the College World Series. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
There's a little bit of a pall in the air as we say goodbye to Roosevelt Stadium.
That was then. This is now.
To be here in the inaugural year of the TD Ameritrade Stadium, it's, you talk about a dream come true. It's beyond that for us because it's even more special. To see our kids' faces when they first saw the playing surface in the stadium here, that was priceless.
This is Kevin Kugler. Join me from the entire College World Series from Omaha on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM, where champions are crowned.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies continue for the area. Today, as temperatures top off at around 80. Northwest winds will stay gusty at 15 to 25. Then skies will stay mainly clear tonight with a low at 55. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
People everywhere, now everybody put your hands in the air.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Kansas City Royals pitcher Kyle Davies will join us. Coming up towards the last segment of the program, Central City wrestling coach Darren Garfield will join us from Maine, where they have probably had some good lobster and some good food and done some real fun things out there as part of the Maine Exchange Wrestling Program. A team in Nebraska goes to Maine, and they wrestle 4 or 5 duels. It's usually 4, I think, when they come to Nebraska. Then the next year, Maine comes out to Nebraska. They see the sights. They have a lot of fun. Ryan Bauer, Jake Ortley, Zach Reese of Kearney are all participating on the team. Jake Brown, Eric Knight of Central City, and then other wrestlers from around the state, Norfolk, Pender, North Platte, Fairbury, all have wrestlers on this team, and we'll talk with the coach, see how it's going out there. Don't forget, it's Wednesday, and that means Burger Night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. It is their famous Wednesday Night Burgers. Just get anything off the menu you want for $5, whether it's the cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger, Totally Jack burger. They don't have a special burger for Wednesday night. You just order a burger and get fries off the menu from 5 to 10 on Wednesday nights in Kearney and Grand Island at the Chicken Coop. And, of course, lunch specials every single day. They're open 7 days a week for you, and you can watch all of your favorite sporting events, whether it's the College World Series, whether it's a little golf, Major League Baseball, Wimbledon, which is going on. It's all there for you at the Chicken Coop. And enjoy some of their great food, chicken wings. They've got steaks. They've got great salads for you if it's a warm day. You want to cool off a little bit. And they've got great food for the kids, burgers, pizza. It's so much. It's so good at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Here's another email, Daddy. And we didn't get to this in the last week, and I actually have a comment on this as well. This comes from the H-Man. The H-Man has fired this in. Is it EA Sports that's doing this? Yeah, EA Sports, college football. And now that they've had so much time to expand these video games and add much more, instead of just having four choices for your Tecmo Bowl, you've got now all the offense, all the defense, and now the players look like each other. And, of course, remember that famous quarterback from Nebraska, what was Sam Cup-throwing Keller, suing them because of the likeness, really? You look at that and you go, now they have all the things. They've got the tradition. They have the stadiums that look like the correct stadiums. And they've had a Sweet 16 vote for the best tradition. H-Man goes, in the best college football tradition bracket, Nebraska is in the quarterfinals against Oklahoma after beating Ohio State. It's Nebraska's tunnel walk against Oklahoma's carnival act, covered wagon being pulled by mules. Vote Nebraska and vote often. Also, be sure to go to the other quarterfinal votes and vote for Georgia against Notre Dame. H-Man and Riverdale. Now, when I saw this first, and of course Nebraska fans are as good as anybody at this, I saw it on Facebook and all these, hey, go here, vote Nebraska, vote Nebraska. We've all seen it. You get the emails. It's all out there. Do you do that?
No, not very often.
I looked at it, and I voted Ohio State. Nebraska was 15th seed, supposedly, and Ohio State was the number 2 seed. So the folks at ESPN and EA Sports kind of seeded them like they thought they should be. And the number 1 is Notre Dame, which is the slapping of the play like a champion today. And Nebraska, I don't think it's the tunnel walk. It's the hitting of the horseshoe. Because as some people said on these blogs, everybody has a tunnel walk these days. And Ohio State was the dotting of the script I in Ohio by the band. Tell me that that's not a better tradition than what Nebraska has, slapping the horseshoe.
I would come back and you say everybody's got a rock or a horseshoe that they smack, don't they? On the way out, a sign or a... You rub a helmet or something on the way out the door. That's a tradition. They're just talking about that lone... They're saying our tunnel walk, but it's going up against...
And we did have one of the initial over-the-top different tunnel walks with the video boards, and they've evolved. Sometimes they're really cool. Other times it looks like, some student was just putting in his time. But now that they've put the big screen in the North Stadium, it's really evolved even more.
So what would, Georgia's tradition be? Or give me another tradition from a... Would Miami's be the
Florida
smoke?
Florida State's on there. I assume it's the Seminole and putting the spear at midfield. And Oklahoma, of course, you know what? Ralphie was out there for Colorado, yeah. The running Ralphie the Bull. I got to tell you, the Oklahoma covered wagon, the Sooner Schooner, has been out there longer. I don't know if it's a better tradition, but I think it is. It's kind of annoying because Nebraska fans saw it way too much. But Ugga on the sideline is the Georgia tradition.
Okay.
The dog.
Yeah, that's...
The bulldog.
Lovely, but I don't know that everybody goes... And with the no pro football, we got to find
something. Clemson's on there. They slap the rock coming down the different tunnel, yeah. The different entrance. What's Michigan? Merritt's looking that up for us right now with our high-tech take-forever computer. Which I thought, didn't we just get that updated?
Yeah, not very well.
Anyway, you can go on, you can vote, folks. Again, it's just one of those things that you're showing your pride in Nebraska, I guess, but again, just my opinion. I love the Huskers, but
I'm with you.
There's no way that that's better than the script I.
Did you get the Michigan up?
Oh, hitting the banner on the way out?
Woo!
Wow, how'd that get out of the first round? Again, this is just fans, people, it's all right there. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Did we get some qualifiers for our footballs Monday?
We did not.
We're going to be giving you a chance to do that a little bit later on in the program, and when we come back from this break, there'll be one less person in the studio because someone will have lost their job. We'll be back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies continue for the area. Today as temperatures top off at around 80. Northwest winds will stay gusty at 15 to 25. Then skies will stay mainly clear tonight with a low at 55. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation back with you in the Midway Auto Broadcast booth as we get ready for more on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. And brush up on your Husker football knowledge. You're going to need it later on in the hour as we get you registered for these this great autographed football that we're going to be giving away. But, Daddy, a lot going on in the world. What do we got up next?
Hey, you're looking for something to do this weekend? Want to help out? Bob Anderson was given the special gift of receiving a heart transplant at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. He is now in recovery at his home. This weekend, on Sunday from 11 to 5, there's a four-man raffle benefit dinner going on, $200 per team. They need a few more teams, folks. If you'd like to help out Bob Anderson, just received this heart transplant, you don't want to come to golf, that's fine. Show up at 5. Or earlier, for drawings, donations be appreciated. It all goes to a great cause. Bob Anderson received a heart. help Bob and his family out. Wonderful, wonderful chance. 11 o'clock this Sunday, Buffalo Ridge Golf Course. Call them, register your team today.
That'll be awesome. Well, we are pleased once again here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio to catch up with a member of the Kansas City Royals. Now, last night, the Royals just couldn't get things going. Luke Hochhaver, again, he's kind of fallen into this funk. He's done so well at the start of ball games, and then he'll get to the sixth or seventh inning, and all of a sudden something goes wrong, and it goes really wrong. And the Royals got a good start last night. Alex Gordon had a heck of a game. Our Husker
single away
from the cycle, which is the hardest one to not to. You know, you'd think, wow, that's for it. But he homered on the first pitch of the ball game that he saw. He tripled in the other run, double triple, and a home run. And I'm sure eagerly awaiting his return to. Get back on the mound in Kansas City is our next guest, and that's pitcher Kyle Davies, who's been on the disabled list with a rotator cuff injury, and he joins us this morning on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Kyle, thanks for the time, and good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we're great that you gave us a buzz and could give us some time today. Let's start with you. How's the injury? You had a rehab stint on Saturday. How are things looking for you?
Yeah, things are good. My arm feels a lot better. You know, there was just a bunch of inflammation in there and making it pretty tough for me to command the ball and throw. But we got the inflammation out, and the last couple of rehab starts that I've had have been pretty good.
Kyle, did you know the exact moment when you hurt the arm?
Yeah, it was one of those injuries that kind of build up over time. I kept pitching and kept pitching and kept pitching and kept pitching through it, and then it finally got to a point where the inflammation was too much, and muscles started to shut down. So, that was one of the things. It's almost like you want to do more to kind of help the injury along, but it's a time where you need to back off and give it a little rest.
How did things go? Did you think on Saturday in the rehab start?
Oh, they were good. I think it was a 1-0 ball game after five, and that team is fighting for a division title. I don't know if they can get it. I think they have to win today, and the team that's ahead of them has to lose, and then they're in a tie for first place. But it's a great atmosphere in Northwest Arkansas, and I was pitching good into the sixth inning. Pitch count was low, and two base hits to lead off the inning. Bunted them over, and then ground ball down the first baseline, and it's 2-1. So, it was rough in sixth inning, but I felt like I pitched good, kept my pitch count down, and left after full six with 76 pitches.
How soon do you expect to be called up or back in Kansas City? Right away?
Well, yeah, I mean, as soon as I'm deemed healthy and I get my pitch count back up to 100 pitches, I want to come back and help this big league ball club and get things turned around and going in the right direction.
Kyle, you talk about the atmosphere there at AAA, a team that's going for a division title. How has the atmosphere in Kansas City changed with just the hope that this team has brought this year?
I think that with the infusion of the young players and the rookies and stuff like that, there's a lot of talent there. And I think that in years past, there's always been, well, there'd be a rookie come up, but, he wouldn't have the talent or, the having fun and the drive that the guys we have now, Moustakas and Hosmer. And obviously I wasn't on the trip, on the last road trip, the long road trip, but, played some pretty good baseball from what I could see. And just the excitement in town and the excitement in the clubhouse is growing every day.
The Royals' Kyle Davies joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. How hard is that? Obviously, you've got to get better, but kind of your experience, your knowledge would probably help some of these younger pitchers. And when you can't be there, kind of a catch 22. How can you help them when you're not there with them in the dugout?
Well, you can't. I mean, you just have to sit there and root for them on TV, just like most fans do. But since I'm there right now, I'm in Kansas City. I can be there for these home games, and a lot of these guys, it's minor stuff, and not to say that I have it figured out or anything, but these guys, they're so talented that it's just going to take time and experience at the big league level. There's nothing that I can tell them that they can't learn out there on the mound and just pitching.
What are you seeing from Luke? Obviously, that's mentally, it's got to be rough. He's getting off to such good starts and not able to finish in the middle of ball games. Are you seeing anything, or what's he actually said about it?
No, I haven't talked to Luke so much about that kind of stuff. But you can see last night he pitched one heck of a ball game. Things got a little bit crazy in the seventh inning. A well placed hit, But, you know, you look back at those games, he didn't walk. I think he walked one batter. You know, he struck out, you know, a handful of guys. And you know, besides the home run, I mean, you know, you're looking at a pretty good start, you know, and obviously you would have liked to kept it a little bit closer in the seventh inning. But, you know, any starting pitcher that finishes seven innings, pretty good job.
Kyle Davies joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kyle, when you looked at the bullpen, even back in spring training, and those guys have had their struggles too. It hasn't always been one, two, three shutdown innings. There have been a lot of those, but they've had some struggles. But they all throw it so hard. When you guys were watching them, some of you veterans standing around, were you saying, what the hell is this? Or who are these guys? Or what were you the thought process going on?
I think that, well, you know Blake Wood, and you knew Greg Holland come in, and they throw, both of them throw very hard with electric stuff. I didn't know how Aaron would do, but you saw him in spring training start to get better and better and more comfortable in that role, and now he's been dynamite. Collins, you watched him throw in spring training, and it was, every pitch was just almost, you know, filthy from a left-handed pitcher with, you know, it's his size. It's hard to believe that he can generate as much as he can generate. You know, all those guys out there just have incredible arms, and they do. They go out there and they battle and compete.
Kyle Davies is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kyle, I got to ask you, 27-year-old young man, all the fans are getting revved up because the Cubs are coming to town. From the fun part of baseball, are the Royals excited that the Cubs are coming to town?
Well, I think the fans get into it because the Cubs travel real well with their fan base. You know, it's a lot like the Cardinals or, you know, or Boston or the Yankees. They travel real well because it's almost like a cult following. So with that atmosphere, yeah, we get excited to be able to play in that atmosphere and to have a little jawing going back between our fans and theirs. But, you know, bottom line is it's a baseball game and they're a baseball team and we're out there to beat them.
And, you know, and looking at them, this is a team you guys should beat. You really should handle this team.
The Cubs.
Well, you got to play the games. You know that.
Do you feel this year, in years past, you guys, it seems like it's been one of those deals where we're waiting on help. Is this finally the year you guys feel like there's some hope and you guys have arrived?
Oh, no question. I mean, and even in years past, You feel like you can win every single game. But I think more so this year, you have guys that that we don't have to be hot to be a good team. You know, we can be ourselves and be a good team. And the teams that aren't hot coming in here, you know, we feel like, you know, okay, well, this is a series that if we go out and play well, we should win two out of three or sweep. You know, that's just, you know, I think that's a change in the mindset. It's not, you know, I know we went on the trip and Anaheim wasn't playing well. Well, you know, if we play good, we should beat this team, no questions, and we did. You know, and it's just that consistency and that mindset that has changed a little bit.
Kyle, Bruce Chen's on the DL just like you. Any update on his progress? I see that manager Ned Yost thought both of you could come back at the same time, but it's kind of up to the front office how that works out.
Yeah, you know, I know that both of us are feeling healthy and both both throwing the ball well. You know, whatever they decide to do is their deal. But, you know, our job is to make sure that we get ourselves healthy and get ourselves back ready to pitch in the big leagues.
Dyson was recalled. How fast is that guy?
It's really fun to watch him play. I mean, you get close in a game in the eighth or ninth inning, okay, and you put this guy, if somebody gets a base hit, you put him on first, it's almost like the guy just hit a triple. I mean, he's and it's not the fast that gets you, it's how good of a base runner he is. I mean, for being that fast, a lot of guys get thrown out just being that fast, but he actually knows, you know, when to run, when not to run, how to pick up a pitcher's move, and I think that makes him even faster, if that makes any sense.
Kyle Davies is with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Obviously, Kyle has been with the Royals here the last four seasons. You've got a chance, I suppose, sitting in the dugout watching the offense and watching Alex Gordon struggle a little bit, and we can't have a Royal on the program without talking about our home state boy, but he's having maybe his best major league career season of his career this year, and he had a huge night last night. What are you seeing about the way he's maturing?
You know, I tell you what, I'd have loved to seen him come up with Escobar, one of those guys on in the ninth inning, and seen him hit again last night, because the guy, the confidence. I think the move to left field was a great move for him. I mean, he's relaxed, he's confident, and he plays a great outfield. Like, for being, you know, as athletic as he was, I don't think there was a question that he could play it, but I don't think anybody thought that he could play defense in the outfield this good so soon. And, you know, I think he's coming into being a pretty dang good major league player.
Kyle, everybody's getting used to Hosmer, Moustakas, and Duffy. You've played down there with them. Who's the next Royal that we're going to hear make a name for himself that's going to be called up, one of those young guys?
I don't know. You could. There's a wealth of talent down there. You know, I pitched. I haven't seen Montgomery throw since spring training, but you know, the guy's got electric stuff. I think they're just working on command a little bit better. But you know, there's a lot of players that are down there that are completely different than years past. That I, you know, when I've been down there, that, you know, this team is a lot better, and it's top to bottom.
Finally, Kyle, what's next for you? Do you got another stint, or are you just throwing bullpen, or what's next?
Well, you know, I know I have a bullpen today, and we're going to go from there. We're going to make sure that come out of it healthy, and, you know, pitch counts are now up to close to 100. So, you know, I imagine I'll throw again in the minor leagues, and then we'll see what happens.
Kyle, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck. Stay healthy and help the Royals get some wins.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys, for having me.
You bet. Thanks, Kyle. Kyle Davies of the Kansas City Royals, looking to get back here by the end of the month, maybe. That's what a lot of the folks are starting to say in the organization, off that right rotator cuff inflammation. Put him on the 15-day DL, but his last pitching performance for the Royals was back on May 16th against Cleveland, where he only went that third of an inning before they had to take him out. So, and that was the game that didn't end up very well.
You know, I think Hochaver's a prime example of, you know, Kyle Davies had some of those starts where you're rolling along and then all of a sudden there's just you just blow up. That one inning just kills you. And I'm sure those guys wish they could all figure it out and they wouldn't have that one inning.
Our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK, where you can get a burger for breakfast, or you can get two breakfast sandwiches or biscuit sandwiches for just $4. Breakfast is served till 11. Their full menu is served all day long. Check them out on Facebook. Type in BK North when you get to Facebook. You'll get the local deals. Two locations in Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte as well. When we come back, we'll talk a little wrestling and head out to Maine. Darren Garfield of Central City will join us next.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Golic, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 11th through the 14th in Kearney. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2011 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Only half the appeal of the game is the action. The other half is opinion.
Can I switch gears to baseball real quick?
And that's a fact. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for the Auto Tech Specialist Hot Topic poll question of the day. Cast your vote. Friend us on Facebook. Tell us more of what you think. The ATS Hot Topic poll, brought to you on ESPNSuperstation.com by ATS Auto Tech Specialist, 901 East 25th Street. 12-month guarantee on most repairs. Safety inspection free with any service. Log on to ATSAutoCarRepair.com.
Skies continue for the area today as temperatures top off at around 80. Northwest winds will stay gusty at 15 to 25. Then skies will stay mainly clear tonight with a low at 55. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, your home for the College World Series. And, of course, tonight, an elimination game between Vanderbilt and North Carolina. Pregame at 5:40. First pitch is at 6 o'clock from Omaha. Tomorrow night, Virginia will take on California. Tony, out of those four teams that would have to win three in a row, who do you like the best out of those four? Vanderbilt, North Carolina, Virginia, or Cal?
Well, it'd have to be North Carolina, just for the fact that they've been there so many times before and been there, done that thing. I think they stand out compared to those other three teams.
Yeah, I like that. Obviously, Virginia number one for a reason, but South Carolina, just they're in a zone right now. They're finding a way to win baseball games consistently, and boy, it looks like it could be Florida, South Carolina.
I'll come back at you with this. Who do you like, Florida, South Carolina?
Florida, I picked them right
Florida.
Away.
You okay.
Know, you like South Carolina, so... yeah, Florida. I like Florida. Back here at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Don't forget Midway's all-new Mopar Quick Lube. It's immediate maintenance service at their Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram location. By immediate, no appointment necessary, and they're done in under 30 minutes for an oil change, maintenance inspection, and car wash, only $29.95. Quality, complete service that saves you time and money. Two things. I know it takes less than 30 minutes. Maybe you don't want to wait 30 minutes. They've got the complimentary shuttle. They'll get you back to work, or they'll take you over someplace to shop, come back and get you. Your vehicle's ready to go. Or if you got the 30 minutes to spare, they've got the beautiful lounge where they have wireless internet. You can work or play while you're there, enjoy a complimentary cappuccino, watch a little tube, whatever you need. The time flies by before you know it, and they've got your vehicle all ready to go. It's Midway's all-new Mopar Quick Lube. $29.95, and they're done in under 30 minutes with the quality maintenance staff that they have. It's immediate maintenance service at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Kearney.
I'm going to get a chance to play some trivia for two great footballs, so Kyle Larson, Alex Henry, Brett Maher. What an opportunity. The past, the present, the future of the Huskers. Great opportunity for you, the fan out there, to have your hands on one of them.
A little bit of golf since I wasn't here. Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
Lunch for Doug. I just wanted to make sure we brought that up. Lunch for Doug. And you know, you see, you can't even argue that one because you know it's lunch for
Doug. He did have a 9-shot lead when you selected him.
No. Thursday. Lunch. Wednesday. Lunch for Doug. You won't,
Friday.
Every Friday
you made the guarantee.
Well, yeah, guaranteed it Friday. Picked him before, and it's fine. Whatever. It's a lunch, and you just have to deal with it. Sarah Sassy, a lot of folks remember her, a great state golfer in high school and at the University of Nebraska. Now Sarah Sassy Kildow, well, she's playing at the Nebraska Women's Stroke Play Tournament. It's going on at the Beatrice Country Club 3 days, and she fired a 70 yesterday, the low round in 8 years, and birdied three of the first 11 holes and has a 5-shot lead as they're on the course starting the day over. Kearney's Elizabeth Lydiot, who won the Western Nebraska here a couple of weeks ago, getting back into tournament golf, of course, at the new Awori Dunes, and she's getting a chance to go out and play and is playing very well. J.C. Stevenson, which is now J.C. Weaver, who was married here in the last year and a half of Grand Island. She's the defending champ, and she was 6 shots behind Sassy. So they're playing at the Beatrice Country Club, and because of that weather yesterday, they could not finish up qualifying. They really barely got started out at Wild Horse, so they shotgunned them up, and they're playing today, and then they will still try and get that first round of match play in as scheduled this afternoon with a shotgun start all around the course at 3 o'clock. That way the tournament can still wrap up on Saturday.
Is the men's match play the lowest number of players in, like, forever? Only, like, 74? They will only get rid of, like, 12 players or something like that?
Yeah, it's a low number. And, again, anytime you come west of Lincoln, they have trouble traveling. And I can understand that. This is a time commitment. But I guess if you're good, you're good. And you have to make that commitment that maybe you're going to be there until Saturday. A lot of guys I know just like to play it, to play the course and get a feel for it, of what that tournament atmosphere is like, and probably have no chance of making the cut. And especially a lot of the younger guys, they're trying to see when they will be able to be good enough to qualify and play in these competitions. But nobody across the state has a problem with wild horse. It's still way up
there. Oh, absolutely.
The folks from the eastern part of the state, that's why they come out. They play the West, they play wild horse, and they have a good time there. Well, not West, but East. We go all the way to the northeastern portion of this great country of ours and catch up with Central City Wrestling coach Darren Garfield, who is one of the coaches that is in Maine with the Maine Exchange Wrestling Friendship Program that really was started on the Nebraska side with Kearney's coach Tom McCann, and we have him in here and have talked about that numerous times over the years. But Darren, how's Maine? And before Daddy can ask you, how's the food?
Oh, we're having a great time up here. We flew in on Monday and had a little bit of weather delays, but when we got up here, we were just having a great time. We wrestled our first duel last night and just having a blast out here.
Usually four or five times you wrestle. How many times this year?
We got four stops. We went last night. Our first stop was in Winslow, Maine. We went out there, and then we are on our way right now to Farmington, where we will wrestle Mount Blue High School. Then we'll continue on Friday to Bath, Maine, which is Morse High School. And our last stop is going to be in Elliott, Marshwood High School.
Darren Garfield's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's interesting because the traveling team just takes one team, and it's kind of an all-star team from the state. You would expect that to maybe be the better team, and then you'll take on four different duels. Now, sometimes kids cross over. What's the competition level like? I know that you guys pretty much dominated last night. Is it going to be four totally separate duels while you're out there?
They will be four totally separate duels. Like you said, there may be an occasion where we have one or two kids that maybe wrestle in one or more of the sites, but for the most part, we get a wide variety of different kids that we're wrestling against. They had quite a few main state champions last night to wrestle us, and they've got quite a few more coming up to the next stop. So good matches. The tally looked a little lopsided. We won 26 out of the 28 matches, but that's a bit deceiving because there were very good matches, quite a few of them.
Darren, what other activities have you had a chance, or are you going to have a chance to do while you're there?
Well, I tell you what, the first thing we did yesterday was something that the majority of our kids had never done. We went whitewater rafting, and that was an absolute blast. Got to go down a couple of Category 5 rapids and just had some fun. We had a couple guys that got thrown in the water and got pretty cold, but otherwise we had a heck of a good time doing that. So tomorrow we're going to go hike up a mountain that's called Tumble Down Mountain. They've got a beautiful lake up at the top of that with the view. It's just supposed to be spectacular, and that's going to be fun. The next one that's really our guys are looking forward to is when we go to Bath, Maine. They're going to take us out on a lobster boat and let our guys actually pull lobster pots out of the ocean, and we take the stuff that we catch and throw it right in a pot right there and actually eat it right on the spot. So that's something I think that most of our guys are really looking forward to.
Now that's fresh lobster.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better than that. That's no doubt.
I was going to say, Derek Garfield's with us, the head coach of the state champion Central City Bison. It's wrestling, but this is one of those that might be overshadowed by the other things that you get to do. It's maybe 60-40 fun time versus actual wrestling. It's supposed to be fun, right?
It is. It's a friendship series, and I think you mentioned, but this is the 27th consecutive year of this, and it alternates between Maine and Nebraska every year. First and foremost, it's about the experience for these guys. Getting to go out here and meet new people and I don't think any of the guys we brought had ever been up this way before, and that includes our coaches. Coach Tony Brown from Norfolk's been out here, but Coach PJ Smith and myself, neither one of us have been out here, and most of our kids. So it's about the experience. It's about the cultural exchange and being able just to see the different ways of life and just an experience overall. And the wrestling's fun part of it, but like you said, I think the experience is what we're most excited about.
Well, pretty exciting to get to coach a couple of your own kids in Eric Knight and along with Jake Brown as well.
Yeah, I'm glad to have those guys along. We have two of our other guys are going to Orlando here tomorrow and wrestling in Disney, so I was happy that we were able to at least get a couple of our guys. And they both wrestled two matches last night, both Eric and Jake both wrestled two matches. They both look really good, but to have those guys with us, and they're not just good wrestlers, they're great kids and kids that I'm happy to have with us along. And that goes for all the kids we brought. We brought 15 wrestlers, and you know, the reason that we selected the guys that we selected is obviously because of their wrestling ability, but also because of their character. They're just great kids and kids that we're just going to have a good time down here with.
And, Darren, I did want to ask you about the Disney Duels, which I think the most of the mainstream wrestling community understands the Disney Duels. This is a much larger team that's going down to the Wide World of Sports Complex in Orlando. Connor Bowling is going, and Jake Anderson, obviously, two great Central City kids. This is a lot more of a competition deal. Your thoughts on those kids going down there and why this is important?
Oh, it's just huge because they're going to get exposure of wrestling. Some of the best kids in the nation, you know, and almost every state is represented out there, and they're going to get, you know, anywhere around 10 to 12 matches, you know, in their time out there, and the level of competition is going to be phenomenal. And, you know, Nebraska takes two teams over, and they had some wrestle-offs at the beginning of this week and in the last week to determine the spots for the Nebraska kids, and both Jake and Connor are both on the first team. So I'm excited for that. They're working hard. They've been putting a lot of time in the offseason here to prepare themselves to go down there. And just going to be a great experience for them. You know, it's something that maybe just they can carry on, you know, into the rest of the summer and into the fall. And just those guys are pretty much wrestling year-round. And it's just one more step for them to be able just to put some great competition in their belts and just take, you know, just keep moving forward with their abilities and their experiences.
Anybody put on a few extra pounds is having trouble making weight, they may have to stare at those lobsters.
You know, I tell you what, we weighed our guys in Central City. We had a two-day training camp right before we left on Saturday and Sunday, and we weighed them in then, but we're not going to make them get on a scale the rest of the time down here, so they're
nice.
Going to make them catch full lobster.
Well, Darren, enjoy your time. I have always heard how fun it is and what a great experience it is by both sides when they travel, so be safe, and we'll see you when you get back to the big state of Nebraska.
Hey, Doug, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. You guys have a great time out there.
All right, take care. Darren Garfield, head wrestling coach at Central City, but this week one of the coaches with the main exchange, traveling with 15 wrestlers, going through some duels in a friendship exchange program out in Maine. Daddy, how do you not get on this kind of stuff?
I'm a little upset. I know Tom McCann. We've become great friends over the years. I'm just disappointed I've never been invited. I would love to pull a lobster pot up and just eat whatever's in it.
There you go. A couple of other things. There's going to be a new host of Sports Nightly on our Platte River station, 1230 KHAS. Lane Grindle is going to step down. July 1st is his last show. July 5th, Jeff Culhane will take over. He's been the producer. He's been with the network forever. So he's going to take over. Lane's got a couple of little kids. He wants to be able to spend a little more time, as he kind of said, not jokingly, but as it was stated in one of the stories, he gets home, they're in bed. They're little kids. He wants to see them. He wants to be able to hang out with them. He's still going to be with the network. He's just not going to be hosting Sports Nightly. He'll still be doing baseball. He'll still be on the football. He'll be more in the sales and marketing, where the real money is anyway.
Good right. for him.
Another Cotton coming to Nebraska.
So, yeah, they actually got a nickname for him. They call him the Little Picker. Little Cotton Picker.
The Nebraska Danger have the best fans in the entire indoor football league. The awards were handed out here this last week, and it was based on the Danger's fan base proving to be the most enthusiastic, having the most character and energy, and providing the most overall appreciation for their team. Of course, they're the league leader in attendance, selling out completely in the first three games of franchise history. We had Mike McCoy, the general manager, on last week. So congratulations, Danger, Nebraska Danger. Now, let's give you a chance before we get out of here to get registered for our footballs. If you're interested, we're going to be giving away an autographed football from former pro Kyle Larson, current pro Alex Henry, and current Husker Brett Maher. It's very unique. They're not out there. This is kind of I'm not going to say it's a one-of-a-kind because they signed some things, obviously, while they were home Saturday. But if you would like to play a little trivia, we're going to get a few folks registered here, and then we, at some time that we determine, we'll draw out a winner. It might be the end of the week. It might be next week. We'll see how much fun we have, but it's not going to be too hard. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
John.
Hey, John. Alex Henry's number on his jersey at Nebraska was?
97.
Oh.
No. No.
Correct.
No, John. Try again. No. I figured that was an easy one.
Who are we talking to?
This is Bill.
Bill, what's Alex Henry's number?
90.
Get Bill signed up. Get Bill signed up. Bill's right. Bill, a longtime listener to the program. He's been in on the show a few times. Get Bill signed up. We're gonna have another question. We're not done yet, folks. So keep calling. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. And we'll give you another chance. There's nobody there, Merritt. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
John again.
John, what was Kyle Larson's number? With the Cincinnati Bengals. I'll make it easy.
Number 7, wasn't it?
No. No. John, try back. What was your number, Daddy? 82? Daddy was 82.
Maybe 83. That's... It's 83.
If you'd like to be in for the football, give us a buzz. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Derek.
Derek, what was Kyle Larson's number with the Cincinnati Bengals?
19.
19 is correct. That's the winner. Get him, he's qualified. Get him signed up as well. You know, some days we're going to play number games. Some days we're going to ask other things.
I like number games.
I know you like number games because you're crazy that way.
We're going to get another one right now, and I've got a good one for
okay,
you. I've got a good one.
Daddy's next.
Get another one.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Let's stay on the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Sean.
Okay, Sean. Daddy, what's your question?
Sean, you know I had a man crush on Cody Green. He left the program. What number was our quarterback starting, not starting, third string, whatever he was? Cody Green.
The wannabe quarterback. I didn't pay that much attention.
Okay, hold on. I want to give you a hint. I want to give you a hint.
Okay.
Kyle Larson was 19. It's two lower than that.
17.
Oh, there we go.
Winner.
Boom.
Winner.
Boom. We'll get him signed up, and we'll sign up a few more folks tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, but we need to get out of here. We want to hang on. Merritt will get you signed up. Doug and Daddy Show, we want to thank Kyle Davies for joining us on the program of the Kansas City Royals. Also to Darren Garfield, Central City head wrestling coach.
Hey, we're looking forward to seeing you later this week on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll continue to try and get College World Series guests on, and who knows, a few more surprises. Who will be in the studio with me on Friday? Doug's going to take a little vacation day again, and Merritt will be. We look forward to that. We look forward to having you in the Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska, the ESPN Radio Superstation. God, I'd love to pull up a lobster pot, have boiling water right there on the boat. It doesn't get any better than that. Are you kidding me, Darren Garfield? Those wrestlers have it made in Maine. Great to talk to Darren today. We'll see you all tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.